night. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Declan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Katie Meyer,
here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And if you're a cat mommy or daddy, you know that's true. So, Lick and Lap is a healthy 5-pack saucy serene snack that you will get your cat to do anything for. And I guarantee it. Find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats. They teamed up with us Talking Pets to give you 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. Workman Publishing, we are giving away calendars, but you can order your calendar for 2026 at HotshotBookGroup.com. So check that one out. And don't forget, SCOE 10X, the number one odor eliminator out there. I guarantee it. You'll love it. SCOE10X.com. You can order it there. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Love this song. Another oldie but goodie, emergency. And speaking of emergency, we do have the emergency vet with us, Dr. Katie Meyer. So if you've got questions, medical or behavior, pick up the phone and give us a call. Doesn't have to be an emergency. You might be curious about something with your pets, but pick up the phone and give us a call if you want to know something. So the doctor is in and the lines are open. You'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us on 818-818-6401. You can also watch us and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can hit pound 250 on your smartphone and pick us up there. You can also listen on Alexa. Just tell her CRN4, tune in, and during showtime for Talkin' Pets, you'll get us, as well as go to my website and click Listen Live, talkinpets.com. So, Dr. Katie, so, in emergency practices, I would imagine, like, what is the strangest animal that you had come in?
We actually took care of a wallaby.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
And what was wrong with the wallaby?
Was having some GI issues.
Same.
Because of what it's been fed? You didn't have any cake. I did.
You know what? I don't remember. Actually, Dr. Michelle Lentovich took care of the wallaby. She was the primary doctor in charge.
Had, like, any snakes come in?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
For
pet snakes. Pet snakes. So they get respiratory issues, especially if they're kept in environments that are too humid and not warm enough. They can get skin infections. And then people who feed live mice and rats, sometimes the mice and rats attack the snake if the snake isn't hungry.
I've heard of that happening, but there's a lot of times I've also heard on the premise that, you know, people will feed them dead ones or ones that were in the refrigerator and they might be kind of cold, and the snakes won't
eat those either.
You have to, like, heat them up or something gross. It sounds really gross to heat up a dead mouse. Like, what do you do? You'd need to get your own separate microwave for that.
You have to be careful, though, too, because if you
heat
it up...
What happens if it explodes? That's why you have to get your own separate microwave just for
snake. But you don't want it
snake.
To be too hot, though, either.
No.
Oh, true. You'd have to get a little nasty thermometer and, like, stick it in like a turkey.
Have you ever had a hamster?
You just want to be room temperature.
just leave them out, then.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a hamster fed to the snake, but, I mean, a hamster come in for an emergency?
Sure.
What was wrong with the hamster?
So hamsters get something called wet tail, which is diarrhea, and sometimes they get injured. You know, kids will
drop them.
Yeah,
That was my first pet. I mean, we always had dogs and cats at my house, but that was my first pet, was like a hamster.
Yeah,
and I mean, to this day, it's kind of funny because I always thought, like, how do you tell the difference between a male and a female? It's extremely obvious. And I thought the males just had a big butt. That they weren't his butt. I mean, they have huge testicles.
Sometimes you're surprised by smaller animals, their size, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, when I found that out as a kid, I was like,
neutered a bunch
what?
Of goats. You should see, like, a goat that's, you know,
well
doesn't
endowed.
Even weigh as much as a, you know, a good-sized man with huge testicles.
That's like when you look at wonder
squirrels
why.
Do too sometimes. Huh? You'll see squirrels sometimes out in the trees and they have some,
but not as big as like a hamster though. On hamsters, testicles.
I don't know. I've seen some big squirrels. I've seen some big ones on some squirrels. Like,
but you wonder on Mother Nature, like, why did you give them, you know, such huge, you know, testicles. To say it correctly.
Are they so well endowed?
Yeah, pretty much. And then the other part I found with hamsters is that if you don't separate the mom from the dad when she has the young, that they'll eat them. And I think it's the mother that does it because she doesn't want the father to get them or something. I'm not sure on that 100%, but I know that...
Behavioral
issues. Yeah. As a defense thing or something that, you know, you do got to keep them separated or else, you know, they will be eaten. And when the first time I came home from school and I knew that she had babies because I saw them and I thought it was the coolest thing. And then all of a sudden I came home from school and there were body parts all over the habit trail. I was just like, I screamed so loud. My mom came running in and, you know, it was like, what happened? But, you know.
A quokka will throw its baby at predators.
Really?
Yeah, the smiley little cute quokka thing.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
so cute, but it'll literally take its baby and chuck it at predators so that it can get away from
exactly.
them. And it has the cutest little smile on its face when it does it, too.
But, you know, that's one that doesn't defend its young, but there are animals, of course, that do.
Seals don't either. Seals also will leave their young out on the ice if they can't get them in.
Here, Mr. Orca, eat my child,
no,
but let me
get
away.
No, it's more for a polar bear.
Oh, well.
An orca's not really going to jump out of a hole, but if they can't, like, get the baby, like, to coax the baby back in and to kind of leave it there, too,
so
that they can...
Have you seen what orcas do now? Like, they will
dive. Yes,
yeah.
Dive under things. And then
they'll work in groups.
Boats. Yeah. Yes, that too.
They've been doing it to boats. Yes, they've been doing it. They've been attacking boats recently.
Yeah, but they also, like, if there's an animal on the ice.
They'll knock it off.
They will work in groups. Mm-hmm. And they'll throw all their bodies on one side of the ice. So either the seal falls in towards them or jumps off the other side. And then they get them there.
I watched one where orcas were training a younger pod. So the older ones did it, and they showed them, like, how you swim underneath and it rocks it or whatever. And then the seal fell off, but they didn't eat it. And so it got back on. And I'm like, oh, no, he has hope. And then the younger ones did it. And then they didn't
I mean,
come back
very intelligent way. Creatures. You know, and we don't give the benefit of the doubt to a lot of animals out there thinking that we are the superior of the animal world, which we are an animal ourselves. But you kind of got to think about what we're doing on destroying the planet and how greedy humans can be, and how, you know, many don't help other people and so on and so forth. But you don't find that in the animal world. I mean, in the animal world, if they do attack another animal, it's because they're hungry. And, I mean, we're not zombies where we're attacking people to eat them, thank God. At least not most of us.
Did you hear about the orcas, though, that were attacking sharks? And all they ate were their liver and left the rest.
Ew.
Yeah.
I guess, is that a delicacy for them? I don't know.
I guess that is so bizarre.
How are they getting to, they're just ripping them open?
Yeah.
Get to the...
That's strange, but I've been reading a lot about orcas lately, and they are so much more intelligent than anybody would give them credit for. Very smart. Animals are finding and figuring out ways. Once again, give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
A Louisiana family is mourning the death of a blind deer they had watched over for the past 7 years. According to sources, the deer was orphaned as a fawn, and the Sibley family took him under their wing until he grew up. The deer, dubbed Little Buck, became a beloved family member of the family and other area residents. Though he was free to come and go as he pleased, everything was turned upside down when Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents received a tip about a pet deer at the property and decided that he had to be put down. What? Adding insult to heartbreak, Mr. Sibley was charged $1,650 and was charged for possession of a four-legged animal. State Representative Lauren Ventrella caught wind of the troubling incident. Ventrella was able to get legislation passed this year that allows for wildlife rehabilitation for certain animals like squirrels, skunks, possums, raccoons, rabbits, or chipmunks. She believes that in the spirit of the legislation, orphan deer should be included. She said, it comes down to a matter of common sense, right? If this deer is free to come and go as it pleases, is that really even possessing wildlife in the first place? Fortunately for the Sibleys, prosecutors declined moving forward with the case and the fine and the criminal charges were dropped. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Gentle, pretty thing who only had one spring. You bravely faced the world, ready for anything. I'm happy that you lived, for your life is mine. What have I except to cry? Spirit never die. Birds of the air, beats of the earth, overjoyed at Bambi's birthday, gambled in the glee. Who killed Bambi?
One of those songs that I sing just randomly in my head from now on. There's a couple of them that I get stuck that just have silly little phrases, and this is going to be one of them.
And I agree. I'll be walking around the house going, who killed Bambi? Who killed Bambi?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's sad, though, because...
That's awful. That's a terrible story. I don't understand why...
Well, look at Peanut. You remember Peanut the squirrel?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one,
too. That guy, have you heard?
That one...
His name is Longo, I think his last name was. I tried to get him on the show, but he never got back to us. But they came in, the government came in and euthanized. He had a raccoon and he had a squirrel in the house. And they took the squirrel and the raccoon and euthanized
legally
them.
Legally, you do have to be licensed.
But, yeah, he had a .org, a nonprofit animal organization, but I guess because he kept them in the house. But that's just one. And then look at this one, the blind deer. And then they came in and killed the deer.
And this was in Florida, the raccoon?
I think it was New York
or
something.
Yeah, I think it was New York.
He was a TikTok star. That's why that one was a big thing, is that he posted a lot on TikTok. So he had a huge following. His squirrel had a huge following, not really him, but he would post videos of them. And because
He was part of it, though, because...
Oh, well, he's the one recording, John.
He was a good-looking dude, for one thing, and he always wore short shorts and everything else. So I'm sure he was, got part of that fame. But you're right, the squirrel was the main part of it.
Yeah, the squirrel was the main, but because he did all these TikToks, they, found out and ended up doing, an investigation. So this one, though, seems crazy to me because it says that the deer was free to come and go.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't living with... Just because it came to him every day and got fed and was blind or whatever doesn't mean that he was actually keeping it on his property.
Right.
If it was fenced in, I could see that, but this sounds crazy that they would...
But there's that thin line, and we've talked about it before, the USDA and so on and so forth. You have to be licensed in order to have any... control of a wild animal, so I guess because it was coming to eat, maybe laws and rules are different in where you are in the part of the country, but I just find that absurd because the deer is blind. It needs help. What's the big deal? Same thing with the guy having a squirrel in the house. Who cares? Really? I mean, I don't care as long as it's being treated right. And it was.
It doesn't attack anybody.
No, and I don't know. It's just there's other things that we could be looking at other than...
But you don't know, if you let him have one squirrel, what's to say his neighbor's going to have six squirrels and
six
raccoons. True, but then again, what specifies the name as pet? We have dogs, we have cats, we have
guinea pigs, which are a delicacy in Peru. We eat cows. They praise them in India. I mean, everybody has different rules and regulations in the way you look at animals, but...
But the rules in most states state that wildlife...
But just because
squirrels and raccoons, you have to have a license.
Right.
I agree with that. I just think that if you break the rules, you as the person are breaking the rules, not necessarily the pet. It's not really the pet's fault. And they get put down. And that's where I don't think that that's right. Like, the deer is blind. Bring it somewhere. I don't know.
Well, give it to a wildlife
or give right. him, or give him the chance if he needs to have some type of license.
Give the squirrel and the raccoon to a wildlife rehab.
Yeah, instead of just putting him down.
Or put him in a zoo. I mean, even it's better off than just shooting him. But, you know, that's just, like you said, it's the law. And it's the way it's specified. But it is bizarre, I think, sometimes. And the way that they look at it. But, again, we've talked about social media and the way people abuse it. And they bring these animals, wild animals, on to like TikTok and all these other places, and then they wonder why somebody comes in and takes it away or shoots it or kills it. Mm-hmm. Because you're making it famous because you want to have all those millions of hits. Mm-hmm. So you can make money basically off of that animal.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. And
the reason there's rules is to make sure that those animals are being appropriately fed and appropriately housed.
Right.
Proper safety measures and all of that.
The thing that kills me, though, is...
raccoons carry lots of bad diseases.
Oh, yeah. Raccoons are dirty little creatures.
They are. Dirty little boy.
They're so cute, but they are. They're dirty creatures. With their little creature
hands.
Just the
way she says that. Dirty little creatures.
They are. They're very dirty. They're little garbage rats, but they're so cute.
Anyway, speaking of creatures...
Let the games begin!
If you can name this creature, you can win a prize, like Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft, like good pets, food, treats for your dogs. You can go with those. We already gave away the SCOE 10X, so that's not available. But we have calendars, we have the Chonkers, Fat Cats, and we have Birds of the Wild as well. And we do have cats that are traveling around the world. So those are calendars for 2026. We have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We also have a elephant bracelet. And what am I forgetting? And from Silly Beads by Kayla, we have an ink pen, cat mom. Am I right? No, it's dog mom. It's dog mom, and we have a young boy's keychain, if you want to go with that. If you can name this creature. I promise I don't have it here in the studio with me, because if it was, they'd probably come and shoot him. But you will find these out and about. A lot of times dead on the side of the road. But pretty common creature. They come with their own protection. 818-818-6401. Give us a call. If you know what creature that is, you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can win something. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Lexi Adams.
Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. The Memphis Zoo announced the death of a beloved senior African lion who passed away shortly after surgery. The zoo said that Thabo died on August 7, 2025, at the age of 16 and a half. During recovery, after undergoing a procedure to remove a bladder stone that had been causing him significant pain, the zoo acknowledged that proceeding with the surgery was a calculated risk, given the lion's age, but every effort was made to ensure he would survive to live out a pain-free life. In a public release, the zoo said, "As a senior lion, this was a calculated risk, despite the best efforts of our skilled veterinary and keeper teams. Thabo stopped breathing during recovery, and resuscitation efforts were unsuccessful. Our staff performed heroically, and their grief mirrors that of everyone who knew and loved him. Thabo had been delighting zoo visitors for 15 years, the zoo said. Thabo embodied the spirit of the King of the Beasts. He was not fond of early mornings or rainy days, but loved bone-dry enrichment, breezy afternoons, and sharing affectionate head bumps with his pride. His steady gaze and powerful presence inspired awe and sparked a love of lions in guests of all ages. Everyone who knew Thabo is grieving. The zoo has encouraged the public to share their own memories of the magnificent cat with them on social media. Rest easy, Thabo. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Cases of cytozoonosis, or bobcat fever, have been reported in counties surrounding Owen County, Indiana, raising alarms among veterinarians, according to the Owen News. The tick-borne illness, spread primarily by Lone Star ticks that feed on bobcats, is almost always fatal in untreated domestic cats. Dr. Cammie Graber, a veterinarian at Heal Pet Care in Greene County, says in a report by News Nation, most cats just do not survive this disease, stressing prevention is absolutely key. Even if your pet is indoor, we just need to have your pets on flea and tick prevention at all times. Laura Nafe, DVM, MS, DACVIM of the Oklahoma State University, explains cytozoonosis triggers a profound systemic inflammatory response, damaging multiple organs, often leading to death within days. Ordinary antibiotics are ineffective. Standard therapy combines an antimalarial drug and antimicrobial medication with intensive supportive care, but many cats do not survive. Because no vaccine exists, prevention is the best protection. Dr. Nafe advises year-round tick prevention, even for indoor cats, since ticks can be carried indoors. If you have a cat who goes outdoors during the summer, keep a careful eye out for any ticks on it, she writes. Ticks are most active between March and September, with cases often peaking during warm, wet months. Veterinarians are urged to help educate clients about how keeping cats indoors and on regular flea and tick prevention remains the most reliable safeguard against this deadly infection. Reporting, I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
Time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. Half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country, and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks.
So that is really important, that make sure if you're taking, well, not only your dog and cats out there,
but
also
you.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to get Lyme disease. I know somebody that did. It was horrifying for years. The effects of it. So, and it's more prominent now. And especially with the warmer temperatures and everything like that, there are more ticks and fleas and everything out there, correct?
And they're staying active sometimes year-round. A couple of years ago, I read some studies about tick-borne diseases being seen in the Midwest, even January, February, March, before, or, you know, when usually ticks are dormant.
Right, because of it is staying warmer.
The colder weather. Yeah, because it's staying warmer.
So make sure that you check and keep your pets on a flea and tick preventive.
If you live in an area where ticks are prevalent, then it's very important.
Well, out to Greenwich, Connecticut, and our buddy Leba. Hey, Leba, how you doing?
Hi, buddy. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you going to take a guess
on
what... What this is?
My goodness.
What do you think?
I don't think it's a squirrel, but I can... And I don't know what a possum is, so I'm taking a wild guess.
So what do you think?
Possum, I don't know.
A possum?
Yeah.
Much smarter than you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Best day. You're not as smart as I am on my worst day.
I don't even know what a possum is.
You are incorrect on that one, but I've been getting a lot of possums on my front porch. They're eating the stray cat food that I put out there.
Oh, wow. Can you give me another clue?
Nope. We're going to see if somebody else guesses on this one, Leba.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you the strike three, but you gave a guess, a possum, and it was a pretty good guess. So, and it's around just as much as a possum, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, but good guess, Leva.
Depends on where you live.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
I didn't see those animals in Michigan when I lived in Michigan. No. Mm-mm.
One good clue. And Leva, thanks for trying.
You're welcome. Bye.
Love you, dear. And so we'll take another guess on there. 818-818-6401. You got a lot to choose from. And I did say that this creature that makes that sound, it does come with its own built-in protection.
It does.
Yep. So, although I don't think it's going to protect them from a car running it over.
Unfortunately not.
But still, though, it does quite well. I mean, that's a nice coat of, you know what I mean. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Leva didn't get that one. I'm going to give you guys a chance out there to see if you can get it. So call up if you think you know what creature that is. And but we know it's not a possum because that's what Leva went with. So
going back to the tick thing, because I had stepped out for a second, one of my best friend, her dad's brother just passed away because of a tick. I guess he got bit by a tick, and then it had been like several, he didn't know, he had no clue that he had gotten bit by a tick, and he ended up getting really, really sick, and so he ends up going to the hospital, where he gets admitted to the ICU, and then I guess he was in the ICU, which I said, this is the fault of the hospital, honestly, but it took them 3 days of him being in ICU before they finally found the tick, and once they found it, it was like too late, like his organs were already shutting down, wow. And he went into a coma, and he ended up passing away. She said it was really quick, like... And I was like,
no, they're becoming
ticks are huge. Like, I think that Justin Timberlake just said that he has Lyme disease.
Yeah, so did Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, like, yeah, everyone's getting like Lyme disease.
Apparently,
right now.
The ticks are after anybody with the name Justin.
Yeah, I'm sorry if your name is Justin.
But I wanted to say also, there's a screw worm. Have you heard about the screw worm? Now, they're actually, it's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, as we mentioned before, has announced new measures to combat the potential spread of this new world screw worm from Mexico into the United States. According to the USDA, the screw worm is a dangerous parasitic fly whose larvae infest in living animals, causing severe wounds that can be fatal. The pest poses a risk to livestock, pets, wildlife, and in rare cases, they say, I love the way they say in rare cases, but it does include humans. So I guess you never know. You get a tick or you get a screw worm. What's next? We're going to go out to Jeremy in Virginia. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How about you?
We're doing good. Do you know what creature that is that makes that sound?
A skunk.
A skunk?
Yes, sir.
Run, Forrest, run!
Sorry, you are incorrect on that one. It is not a skunk, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
But that's a really good guess.
It is a good guess. It is, but it's not the one. I think he might have, thank you, Jeremy. I think he might have picked up on the fact that it comes with its own protection.
Yeah.
So a skunk and the smell. But this protection is a little bit more of like a uniform than it is a smell. So that could probably give you a clue right there. 818-818-6401. You can win something if you know what creature it is that makes that sound. But I don't think I want a screw worm, and I definitely don't want ticks. And then you got bird flu, of course. Another problem out there. And now they're finding problems not only in cattle and all, but now they found it in cat food. So there's a recall on Savage Cat Food Chicken and Wild Coast LLC Boneless Free Range Chicken Formula. So look those up. I'm sure if you Google it, if you have your cats on that food, take them off of it because of the fact that it's containing bird flu.
Interesting.
And we know that cats do get bird flu. So, yeah. So be very careful. Fever, lethargy, low appetite, reddened or inflamed eyes, discharge from the eyes or nose, difficulty breathing, low appetite, like I said, and neurological signs like tremors and stiff body moments, plus more. If they eat that food, make sure you get them off. This is Talkin' Pets.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever Creator Summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. www.thegamesbegin.com.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Want to know meow meow.
Hello? Hello? Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Want to know meow meow.
You know what gets me on this song? I love this song. Or whatever you want to call it. But anybody on hold is probably like, hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Poor Brian. Brian, were you confused when they started saying hello?
Yeah, I was confused.
I knew it. Where are you from in Florida?
Temple Terrace.
Temple Terrace, Florida. So, do you think you know what this is?
I'm going to take a guess.
I have a feeling you're going to know what it is.
I'm going to say armadillo.
Congratulations.
Good job, Brian.
You are absolutely correct. So we weed it through all the other ones. So what do you want to go with? We have the something you haven't won in the last 90 days, if you ever won before. But we have the Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for Cats. We have the Good Pets Foods dog treats from Good Pets Foods. We do have calendars. We have the Chonkers calendars, which is fat cats. We have the
Audubon Birds in the Garden.
That one. And they're both wall calendars. Well, they're all wall calendars this week. Mine is travel cats all around the country. Got collapsible water bowl. I've got a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got an elephant bracelet, a dog mom ink pen, and a kid's keychain. What do you think?
Ah, that Chonker's cat sounds good because my cat is a chonker.
Yeah, well, I've got three, and one of them is a big chonker. So I feel your pain on that one. But we'll ship that one out to you, Brian. You're going to get Chonkers, and it's from Workman Publishing, and so we'll get that out to you for 2026.
Okay, I know Jillian Sidlow. I just want to say hi to Jillian.
Yes, Jilly, actually. I don't know if she's listening or not, but she's on usually every third Saturday of the month. So, yeah, definitely tune in for her when she comes on that one. But stay on the line so you can talk with Sydney so we get your address.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Brian. That's Brian out there in Temple Terrace, Florida, and he's getting Chonkers from Workman Publishing and Hotshot Books, publishing books, so you can find them online. And it was an armadillo. So another thing, too, I don't know if you guys saw this. It is an animal, but it's kind of in the human food market, you might say. You guys saw the whole thing on shrimp?
Radioactive shrimp?
Yeah, from Walmart and everything.
Yeah, I've heard about the radioactive shrimp.
Throw it out. Walmart's one of the places where it's found, and apparently...
How did the shrimp get radioactive?
There's... I want to say that... Let's see. They're citing that the potential risk of cancer from long-term low-dose exposure and problems at the supplier's facility is where they obtained it. The advisory applies to 2-pound great value bags, which I have one in my freezer, of white Vaname shrimp, all carrying the best by date of March 15th, 2027. Well, they can stay cold for quite a while, can't they? I did check the date on mine. It wasn't in that date, though. But they were distributed to Walmart stores in at least 13 states. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Texas, and West Virginia is where the radioactive shrimp has been shipped. So they say if you have it, throw it out or take it back to the store and get a refund. So just to let y'all know, even our food for humans is being tainted as well. So
I feel like it has for a long time.
If you ate it and you start to glow in the dark, then, you know.
You know why.
Yeah.
You're going to get, instead of Spider-Man, you're going to get Shrimp Man.
So I want to ask you. Yeah, I want to ask you about, before we close, is the vaccines. There is a lot of controversy, not only on the human side, of course, with everything that's going on now, but also on the pet side. There's a lot of controversy. Some veterinarians are saying, yes, as always, give your pets the vaccines. And some are saying no. Where do you lie on that?
I vaccinate my adult animals every 3 years. Rabies, legally, you have to vaccinate them every 3 years. And then distemper, I usually do every 3 years. The other option is you can do titers. You can have blood drawn from your pet and their level of immunity to the diseases that they would most commonly encounter, like distemper, parvo, and rabies. You can have their titers checked and see if they have levels of immunity. And then if they do, you can skip vaccines completely. And I also mentioned the American Animal Hospital Association. So their website is AAHA.org, has a vaccine guideline there, both for pet owners and for veterinarians.
AAHA.org.
Uh-huh.
And you could check it out there. Yeah, I always wondered that about the vaccines, but I didn't know that you could do titers.
Yes.
And be able to tell. And we had a woman call last week on the show, and Karen, and she was telling us about dogs that are being shipped in from, like, China and other countries. Are they being checked for parvo? Because her dog ended up getting parvo and passed away. And I think, according to what I understand, it was shared with some of the animals that were being shipped in terms of, like, at hospital or something like that. Or I'm not quite sure how her dog got the parvo, but I can't remember that. But that was the problem, the dog, and she's very upset about it, of course. I would be, too. But do you know, to your knowledge, that do they check these animals? Because, you know, when they stopped the meat trade, like Korea, I think, stopped it, and parts of China stopped eating dogs and cats. And now they're saving these animals, or at least trying to save some of them, and they end up being shipped to the United States for adoption. I wonder, do they check them?
I'm sure they don't, but I would hope that whoever is shipping them would vaccinate them at the time that they're transported to the United States. And I think legally most animals brought into the United States that aren't current on rabies vaccines have to be kept in quarantine.
That's what I would
for X number of days. I'm not sure exactly what the...
Because I know if
I'd
you
have
go,
to look that up.
If you take your pet to the UK or whatever, I don't know if they shortened it recently, but I mean...
It was like 6 weeks.
It was longer than that.
Was it?
There was one, maybe it wasn't the UK, maybe it was another country I'm thinking of. It was 6 months.
Yep.
If you're moving there, your pet has to stay in quarantine for 6 months before you get your pet back. It's a good thing because you're able to, like you said, rabies and parvovirus and distemper and everything else. But in the long run, I don't know. Try to do the right thing. We got to say goodbye. This is the end of the hour. But spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. If you are going to adopt, make sure you go to your local shelter or rescue and make sure that their pets are up on their vaccines. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for now and happy birthday, Katie.
Thanks, John.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.